Hello, and welcome to the first of a series of four 2012 guided vision workings to help enter into a conscious relationship with the shifting energies associated with this year. As many of you know, we're entering the end of the Mayan calendar, and there's a lot of fear, joy, and honestly misinformation around this event. Some believe it will automatically usher in an etheric paradise where we ascend out of the physical world. Others believe it will be a doomsday by some cataclysm or war. The idea that this complex calendar says the world will end is true, but it all depends on how you define the word world. To many ancient people, the world refers to an age, an epoch. Most occult teachings and native traditions have mythic lore in their sacred calendars relating to various stages of spiritual and physical evolution on the planet. You will see it among the Maya, as well as the Aztec and the Hopi, but also in the lore of the Greeks with ages named after metals, and the Hindus with the ages called Yugas. Modern occultism and New Age practices draw from theosophical teachings, with lore regarding the lost continents such as Atlantis or Lemuria, ruling in ages far past. Some think of these stories as literal truth, while others focus on their poetic truth. Most of the lore described a descent from paradise, a golden age, into a time of darkness and ignorance, with the rise back out into another golden age of light. Many believe these calendars are signaling a time to rise back into a golden age, and the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012 is the end of a cycle and an entry into a new world. From the path of the witch, I see every moment as an end and a beginning. We are constantly ending and starting cycles, with the opportunity to renew ourselves and be reborn into something better. Life is a process of continual rebirthing, so I am hopeful and optimistic about the shifts in 2012. If so many people are focusing their energy on this particular cycle shift, but at the same time not naive to think that all our problems will go away without work, effort, and planning. Just as the winter solstice does not automatically mean 10 inches of snow everywhere, 2012 does not automatically mean an instant utopia. It is simply a shift in a cycle. The cycle I follow in watching these shifts is the precession of the equinox. If you've ever heard of the phrase the Age of Aquarius, you were hearing about the precession of the equinoxes, but didn't know it. It's an interesting but tough concept for a lot of us. Essentially, there's a great pattern, a cosmic year that has 12 months to it, like our yearly cycle of 12 zodiac signs. Instead of lasting roughly 30 days, these months last roughly 2,000 years. And unlike our typical zodiac cycle, where Aries is followed by Taurus, then Gemini, and so on, in the precession of the equinoxes, it occurs backwards to our normal calendar pattern. Each cosmic month outlines a theme in our consciousness and evolution, going backwards from Cancer to Gemini to Taurus. The precession occurs because there are two zodiacs. One is known as the tropical zodiac, based upon the seasons and the space around the Earth. When the Earth is at the spring equinox point in its cycle, the location of the Sun is always 0 degrees Aries. All signs have 30 degrees, marked 0 to 29. The pattern continues for the year. It is the series of dates we use to determine your sun sign in Western world astrology, and what most magicians and witches follow as astrology. The second zodiac is the sidereal, or star zodiac. It is the constellations in the sky. It is the zodiac used by the Hindu, or Vedic astrologers. Most people assume the tropical and the sidereal zodiacs are the same, but due to a wobble in the Earth's axis, which actually causes the North Star to change over time, the perception of the sidereal and tropical zodiacs have moved out of sync with each other. The sidereal zodiac is processing backward through the signs. Right now, on the spring equinox, when the sun is entering the tropical sign of Aries, in the sidereal zodiac, it is just about to enter Aquarius, from the previous sign being Pisces. This is why people say we're entering the age of Aquarius. If you follow the cycle of the previous cosmic months, you can see a pattern in our history. Our understanding of the hunter-gatherer civilizations culminates with the age of Cancer. Cancer is the great mother, and the concerns of Cancer are for food and shelter, strong relationship with the earth, animals, and plants. Lunar calendars and cycles of life are prominent. Those who believe in the dominance of a matriarchal Stone Age culture see these cultures as in power during the age of the great mother, the age of Cancer. During the age of Gemini, abstract writing, formal language, and more developed systems of commerce are added to human civilization. In the age of Taurus, we have well-developed buildings, temples, structures, and what we think of as the first great cities, at least in this age. The age of Aries brings forth the great empires, particularly what we know as the Roman Empire. The age of Pisces dawns with the birth of Christ and is focused on the sacrificial nature of religion and the model of above and below and the power over structure that's so popular and prevalent in our world today. Aquarius's hallmarks are lateral relationships, brotherhood and sisterhood, ecology, social justice, equality, sudden change, revolution, and technology. While it's the water bearer, it's actually an air sign depicting the flow of ideas and inspiration from the heavens down upon the earth. Each sign is said to have three manifestations corresponding to a higher, middle, and lower plane. We choose how we express an energy in its contracted or more expanded form. That's why you can meet many different people the same sun sign, and they manifest those qualities in different ways. It's the same thing with the great ages. We can choose to manifest a contracted Aquarius or a more expanded form of Aquarius. So when the sun is at the vernal equinox point, the sidereal sign will be Aquarius. The spring is associated with the east and new beginnings. To follow that pattern with a fixed zodiac sign in each quarter, the star sign would be Taurus, an earth sign in the south for the summer, Leo, a fire sign in the west for the fall, and Scorpio, a water sign in the north for winter. When working with the stellar energies, as many of the ancient mystery schools and temples did, this orientation of the elements, energies, and signs can be most appropriate for this new age, this new aeon of Aquarius. We're transitioning to it now. In this series of four meditations, we'll be working with the four energies at each solar festival. We will align with them to bring together the powers of this great new age and harmonize with them so we can manifest the best qualities of Aquarius. We can manifest it in its most expanded and exalted state and choose not to manifest violence, war, or catastrophe, externally or internally. And we can do so by calling upon the guardians and teachers of the four directions. I was guided to this process by my own spirit allies, and I hope it's as helpful for you as it's been for me. Be aware that these are not our seasonal Wheel of the Year meditations, but specific to the shift in the age of Aquarius and the cycles, the 2012 Mayan calendar alignment. Start by relaxing all the muscles in your body. Breathe deep in and out. Relax the muscles in your head and your neck. Relax the muscles in your shoulders and your arms. Relax your chest. Relax your back. Relax your belly and your lower back. Relax your hips. Relax your legs. Down through to your feet. Down to the tips of your toes. Allow all of your body to relax and be at peace with each breath. Relax your thoughts. Allow all unwanted thoughts to float away like white wispy clouds. Relax your heart. Open your heart to love. Relax into your soul. Feel the spark of divinity aligned within you. Call up the screen of your mind and draw the number 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. You are now in a meditative state. Release the screen of your mind as we count deeper, listening to the sound of my voice take you deeper. 13, 12, 11, 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. two, and one. You are now in a deeper state where all is possible. You call upon the goddess, God, and Great Spirit to guide this work and protect us from all harm. We call this work and ask that it be for the highest good, harming none. So mote it be. Breathe in through your three selves. Breathe in through the heart and say, I am the namer. Breathe in through your feet to the base of your spine and say, I am the shaper. Breathe in through the crown and say, I am the watcher. Connect all three breaths at the heart. I am the three in one. I am the one in three. As it was, as it is, as it always shall be. Blessed be. Breathe in through the three selves and exhale out perfect love and perfect trust in all directions. We invoke the three primal forces into the three selves. By a straight line, by the first ray, by the red ray, I call forth the red archangelic fires. I invoke power and will. All is possible. Feel a straight red line descend from the stars through your body and into the depths of the world. By a bent line, by the second ray, by the blue ray, I call forth the blue fairy flame. I invoke love and trust. All is one. Feel the blue spiral of light descend from the heavens around the red ray, filling you and grounding into the underworld. By a crooked line, by the third ray, by the yellow ray, I call forth the golden witch fire. I invoke wisdom and cunning. All is known. Feel the yellow lightning strike descend from the realm above and run through your spine, descending into the realm below. So mote it be. Bring your attention to the east, the direction of the spring season. East, the rising dawn and the morning star. It is the spring or vernal equinox. It is the time of new beginnings. It is Astara, the time of the blooming flowers and when the sun enters the tropical zodiac sign of Aries. But in the new aeon, the stars of the spring equinox are those of the aeon itself. Aquarius, the water bearer. We evoke you, power of Aquarius, ruler of the next aeon. The fixed signs of Aquarius are ruled by the element of air. Aquarius is the waves of information on the voice of the wind. Aquarius is the flow of electrical charge, carrying knowledge from the heavens to the earth. Aquarius is the cup bearer, the eagle, pouring blessings of inspiration and light upon the earth. Aquarius is the rebel, the fire stealer, the light bearer, the Promethean seeking to go beyond the bounds of all limitation. By the power of elemental air and the stars of Aquarius, we welcome you. By the watcher star, Fomalhaut, we call to you. Hail and welcome. Draw a five-pointed star envisioned in blue light. Starting with the upper right-hand point, going horizontally across to the left upper point, moving down to the bottom right, up to the top point of the pentagram, down to the bottom light, and then completing the star returning to the upper right point. Draw a clockwise circle around the star, creating a pentacle, opening the gate of air and connecting to this energy of Aquarius. Through this stargate, feel the blessings of the wind. Feel the fresh, warm, moist air of the spring reach you, bearing the seeds of new life, new life of the new aeon. Feel waves of true inspiration and knowledge flow to you, flow around you and over you and into you. Feel the voice of knowledge come through the breath of the winds. Receive the blessings of inner awareness, inner light. This light will serve you, burning like a star within you, guiding you like a lantern in the coming age. We must hold our own light in the new aeon. Accept and bear this light upon the waves of inspiration. In that knowledge, you shall find your truth. As the knowledge comes to you, you think of the last age of Aquarius, as it predates our speculated human history and into our ancient past. As we go forward into this next age of Aquarius, we can only imagine what it will bring, the importance of the individual, the unique entity here upon the planet, with a unique and important mission. This is vital, as is the importance of the society, of the community, of the all. These two things create a paradox. Individual and community. Through the resolution of the paradox, where we realize we can only serve our society by being our unique self, can the true mystery be understood. We seek a world where everybody wins and gets what they desire, their true will. As the waves of inspiration flow over you through our Eastern Spring Stargate, allow yourself to envision what world you wish to create. What is important to you? What are your ideals for a new aeon? What are your wildest utopian dreams? Through the gate, you'll see and feel the light of the star of Fomalhaut. Allow that light to flow to you. You might feel it enter your throat chakra, clearing the way to true communication and divine knowledge. Through this light, a figure can take shape. Who or what is the guardian of the gate of Aquarius? What guardian of the air portal will commune with you, teach you, heal with you? The classic archangel is Raphael, the divine physician. Though totems of air, deities of the sky, and guides of knowledge who flow with the blessings of Fomalhaut can manifest in this light. Commune with the guardian. The guardian of Aquarius. as we move closer to the galactic center. Find yourself coming into alignment with this vast storehouse of blessing. You are a medium, a channel for this blessing, to be grounded into the world, into the consciousness of humanity and beyond. You can help channel this blessing into the realm of animals, plants, minerals, and the etheric vibrations that support all the gardens of the earth. Prepare your channel for this flow of blessing, for this power, wisdom, and love. Feel all that does not serve, all that would block this flow, being dissolved away now in preparation. Be in your truth and inspiration. Follow the true knowledge within, and you will be prepared. Through this process, the alignment, the guardian, the visions, and the healing, you might receive a key to bring into your consciousness, to guide you for this season, and to share with others. What key word, or phrase, symbol, or image do you divinely receive to prepare for the new aeon? Receive it now and commit it to memory. Affirm you will remember it on returning from this working. When you feel this process is complete, thank all entities and energies that have worked with you at this time. And when you are ready, we close the Gateway Pentagram, knowing that it is always available to us by the power of elemental air and the stars of Aquarius. We thank and release you by the watcher star Famahot. We thank you. Hail and farewell. Envision over the stargate, drawing another five-pointed star. Start at the upper left point and move horizontally across to the upper right, down to the lower left, up to the top point of the pentagram, down to the lower right, and completing the star moving up to the upper left point. Draw a counterclockwise or Wittershin circle around the star, closing the gateway with a pentacle. We draw our consciousness back up to waking world consciousness of flesh and blood, breath and bone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Feel your fingers and toes. Feel your ankles and wrists as we count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12. We thank the Goddess, God, and Great Spirit for this blessing. Ground yourself as needed. Feel the energies flowing in you. Enter and store within the blood and bones, but any excess that is unnecessary for your well-being or is necessary for the earth flows down through your feet, your roots, into the earth for the earth's own alignment with the galactic center. Blessed be on this vernal equinox. And we will turn again to the gate of Taurus in the south for the summer solstice. Blessed be.